President Bush met with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon at the White House this evening. Afterwards, the president called on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to fight terrorism. Mr. Bush said his position regarding Arafat is very clear.
He must do everything in his power to fight terror. Obviously, we were at first surprised and then extremely disappointed when the Karen A showed up, loaded with weapons. Weapons that could have only been intended for one thing, which was to terrorize.
But the president did not accede to pressure by Israel to break off contact with Yasser Arafat, whom Israeli officials have characterized as an obstacle to peace in the Middle East. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now. Vicky, the Bush administration made it very clear that it's frustrated with Yasser Arafat. In the administration's view, he bears significant responsibility for the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence. Did the president talk about that after his meeting with the prime minister?
Yes, he did. As you just heard in that clip of the president, he talked about the Karine A, a ship that was discovered last month by Israeli commandos, loaded with weapons. And Israel's presented evidence, which the U.S. says is credible, that the weapons were headed for the Palestinian territories. And U.S. officials say that they believe high-level Palestinian officials may well have been aware of the arms smuggling. And this whole incident has caused a huge rupture in the U.S. relationship with Yasser Arafat and is partly responsible for the very firm, if not harsh, tone of some of the administration's statements about the Palestinian leader.
Did the president talk about why the U.S. refuses to listen to Israel and sever contact with Arafat?
Not directly, although he was asked the question. He simply repeated his very firm statement that Arafat knows the U.S. position. State Department officials say that in a meeting earlier this week with the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, administration officials reviewed steps that Arafat has taken to reduce violence. And at that time, Washington apparently laid out very, very clearly exactly what else it expects him to do.
Now, what about the Palestinians? This intifada has been going on for about a year and a half. Did the president address that issue?
Yes, he did. He talked, briefly but somewhat eloquently about the, hunger in the Palestinian territories, the disruption in the education system, and just the general level of suffering after, almost a year and a half of the intifada. The president said he had discussed the issue with Prime Minister Sharon. Prime Minister Sharon, in turn, said that he would like to move back toward negotiations with the Palestinians, but he repeated what is a very familiar position for the Israeli government, that first the two parties have to achieve quiet and a cessation of terror, a message that is not going to be received very well in the Arab world.
And finally, the vice president will be visiting the Middle East next month. Did his trip come up?
Yes, it did. President Bush characterized this trip as an effort to get feedback from the rest of the world about, the campaign against terrorism. The president said there's nothing like somebody looking you in the eye and saying, when we fight terror, we mean it. And he said that a lot of people probably thought the U.S. would get tired of the campaign, and the vice president will tell the world that that simply isn't the case.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara. Thanks, Vicky.
My pleasure.